play ball.
This is the Locked On Reds podcast. Great to have you in. I'm James Rapine on Twitter, at Locked On Reds, at James Rapine. So much to get to today, including a trade. You can subscribe to this Daily Reds podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcast, including LockedOnReds.com, where every single podcast is posted. And there's a lot up there right now, including yesterday when I mentioned the trade that actually went down. You can read about the best way to deal with this Red season so far. Watch Todd Frazier's tribute video and so much more at LockedOnReds.com. But the trade we mentioned yesterday on the show, and right now while I'm recording this podcast, the Reds are playing 1-0 or 1-1 now, excuse me, bottom six. The Reds looking for their 10th win of the season against the Mets. They just picked up a run in the bottom of the sixth inning. Joey Votto singled to right field. Jesse Winker scored. Peraza on third base now. One out, 1-1. So we'll see if he can get brought in. Runners on the corners now. And at the plate is Scott Schebler. Alex Blandino scheduled to bat behind him on deck right now. So we'll keep you up to date with that. But I wanted to react to the Matt Harvey trade because you it's a tale of two things. Devin Mesoraco, you move on from a guy that at one point was considered the future, was considered a guy who was going to be the present, the future, the man at catcher. I mean, he was great. 25 bombs in 2014, 80 RBIs. They signed him to a contract extension. Everything's looking up at the catcher spot for the Reds. And, well, instead, he's derailed by injuries. I mean, derailed by injuries. And that stinks. It sucks. It's one of those things that happens, and we've seen it. And Homer Bailey, we've seen that to a certain extent. But it's worse for Mesoraco. Like, he's never been the same. And so the most interesting thing to me about this trade was the fact that Devin switched sides and got to play for the Mets at Great American Ballpark. This year, not playing well. I mean, his on-base percentage, under 300. Struck out 11 times. Only has 3 RBIs and 1 home run on the year. 9 total hits and 42 at-bats coming into today. So I get why they did it. His contract's up. Why not look at a guy like Matt Harvey and see if you can get something and catch lightning in a bottle and get something out of him? I understand it. And I think that that's where a lot of Reds fans, they see Devin Mesoraco and they think of Devin Mesoraco from 2014. He's not that guy anymore. He's not. By the way, Scott Schebler walked, Joey Votto to second, bases loaded now, one out, bottom six for the Reds. To me, it just, you, as a fan, you can't be prisoner of 2014. Matt Harvey was last good in 2015. I get that. But this team needs pitching. It does. And they can't keep running Brandon Finnegan out there, and he'll probably get one more start. But if he doesn't show what he can do, then Brandon Finnegan is probably going to get sent down to AAA, or he's going to get sent to the bullpen. That's the reality. And if Matt Harvey doesn't work out, then you hope that in that time where he's getting starts and you're trying to work out the kinks and make him a decent starter or a significant contributor to this team, while you're doing that, Finnegan emerges in AAA, or Robert Stevenson gets healthy in the time being, or you decide to move Amir Garrett. Any of those situations, any of those things could happen, and that's how they could get their fifth starter. That's how they could get their guy. But Matt Harvey's a good placeholder, and why not take a lottery ticket, take a chance on a guy like Harvey, who at one point in his career was one of the better high-end starting pitchers in Major League Baseball on the planet. When you know you're getting rid of Devin Mesoraco at the end of the year, Matt Harvey's a free agent at the end of the year, you don't have to pay him a lot of money, and you can just see. You can just get a look at him. Because I can tell you this, there's no way in hell Harvey, if they didn't trade him, was going to sign here in free agency. No chance, no way, no how. How do I know that? Well, because it's an awful fit for Matt Harvey. He goes to Great American Ballpark, a hitter's park, a team in the Cincinnati Reds that need him and are going to use him right away. He's at velocity issues. That's the biggest reason why he's struggled, according to most, why he's dealt with injuries is because of his mechanics. And he doesn't really have time to do much except hit the ground running with a team that, as we speak right now, as I'm recording this, is 9-27 on the season. With that being said, it is an opportunity. It is a chance. And if you're the Reds, I don't blame you for taking that chance. You can't not do it because you might not be an ideal fit for Matt Harvey. It's interesting. I was listening to the Baseball Tonight podcast. Buster Olney was on the podcast, and it's his podcast. He hosts it. And I thought this was interesting. They're discussing this, and he's on with Boog Sciambi. And this stood out to me, and it's good if you're a Devin Mesoraco fan. And it's quite interesting. Obviously, you're a Reds fan. For Reds fans, listen to this. It's Buster Olney. It's Boog Sciambi. It is the Baseball Tonight podcast on new Reds starter Matt Harvey.
Matt Harvey traded from the Mets to the Reds for Devin Mesoraco. Is essentially one team trading its a player who didn't have as significant a role as he had in the past for the other team's guy who was like that. I think this is great for Devin Mesoraco. He gets to go to the Mets where he'll be used more. The Mets have had some catching injuries. And, Boog, I got to tell you, I think this is terrible for Matt Harvey to go to the Reds because, and look, you understand it from the Reds' perspective. They don't have any pitching. They're scrambling. They're just looking for somebody who can be credible within their rotation. But they need Matt Harvey to perform right away. And just talking with evaluators last week about Matt, they feel like that he doesn't have the arm speed. He probably needs to rebuild some strength. And instead, he goes right into the Reds' rotation, and in that ballpark on a really bad team, I can't imagine a worst-case scenario for someone who's going to be a free agent in the fall. What do you think?
Yeah, it's obviously not a good fit. Plus, there's that park as well. He's someone who needs confidence. Not to oversimplify, but, man, Dave Island's a pitching coach, but if Mickey Callaway is signing off on, we got to go in a different direction on Matt Harvey, I don't look at that as a particularly good sign. If Mickey Callaway is sitting there saying, no, we can figure this out, or not saying we can figure this out, to me that puts up the flag a little bit and it makes me a little bit pessimistic, more than a little bit pessimistic on kind of the future for Matt Harvey, and I don't think that Cincinnati is a fit to get him going in the right direction.
It's Buster Olney, Boog Sciambi on the Baseball Tonight podcast, and that's the thing, man. You want a guy motivated to prove himself, and Matt Harvey, you just hope that he is motivated to prove himself and doesn't say, you know what, screw this, I'll get my chance to pick where I want to go next year. But in the meantime, you want him to put out a good showing because the most likely thing is he struggles some, is just okay. Forgettable is a word that Mo Egger used earlier today on the show I host with him, noon to one on ESPN 1530. It's a very forgettable Reds career for Harvey, and at the end of the year, he goes elsewhere. But there's all sorts of scenarios that could happen. He could play well right away. The Reds could decide to trade him and flip him before the deadline. He could play well and just give them a boost throughout the year and for the rest of the year. He could play well and they say, you know what? We believe in you. You've had success here. Let's sign you to a deal at the end of the year. And they sign him, and Matt Harvey could be here for a couple of years. I could see all of those things happening. Now, I don't think any of them are that likely, where he has success and they flip him or they keep him around long term. But I think that those are legitimate possibilities. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Reds podcast. We'll hear from Tucker Barnhart, who certainly learned a lot from Devin Mesoraco, plus Reds general manager Dick Williams on the Matt Harvey trade. That is next on the Locked On Reds podcast. It's interesting that, Dick Williams, we've heard of him or heard from him a couple weeks ago, right, when they make the Brian Price move. And now we've heard from him again. And that's not good this early. It's not that good. You don't want to be hearing from Dick Williams a bunch. You want to hear from him in spring training. You want him to react to the final roster, and then that's it. And it's May 9th, and we've heard from him a bunch. Here's Reds general manager Dick Williams on the conversation he had with Devin Mesoraco when they decided to trade him to the Mets. The funny part about this is all he had to do was walk across the field at Great American Ballpark and get into the visitor's dugout. But here's Dick Williams on what he said to Devin Mesoraco.
Bittersweet conversation. I think, you know, you got to look at it from the positive side of it's given him an opportunity. We weren't getting him as much playing time, you know, as he might otherwise deserve. And he's been an excellent teammate. He's handled all the injuries and the setbacks so well. And the role this year, he's handled very well as being the supporting role.
Let's get a couple more from Reds general manager Dick Williams on the trade that sent Devin Mesoraco to the New York Mets. What did they get in return? They got Matt Harvey. What's he known for? Partying, off-the-field stuff, slightly. He likes to party a lot. Well, in Cincinnati, he's not going to be able to party like he could in New York. Here's Dick Williams on the vetting and the calls they made and the research they did before they traded for Matt Harvey.
Anytime we add a player to our team, you know, there's always that concern about how they're going to mix in with the players. The good thing is we have a very good clubhouse and we have a very good coaching staff. And I would hope that, you know, that environment would allow Matt to come here and get off on the right foot.
Let's get one more from Dick Williams. And Dick says that they've had their eye on Harvey for quite some time.
Yeah, we did. We started to do a little research, look into it. And, you know, it was something we thought about happening. You know, we wanted to help our pitching depth. That was a priority for us. And we thought he might be a candidate if we could find the right situation.
The Reds address their pitching depth, and I think the biggest impact he could have is be serviceable enough to where it gets Brandon Finnegan in a good spot to take over. It gets where he can go down to AAA and then come back up when he's ready, or a guy like Amir Garrett, it gives him time to stretch out. Maybe they can get him it back into the rotation, or Anthony DeSclafani. Like, I don't think Matt Harvey is the guy. I don't think he's going to end up being the guy, but It's worth a shot, and I get why they did it, especially when you're talking about a free agent to be like Devin Mesoraco is all you had to give up to get him. Let's get one more, and this is Tucker Barnhart. And he discussed the Mesoraco trade, and he's learned a lot from Devin. Look, Tucker's risen, got his contract, was a Gold Glover last year, kind of a different player, really good defensively, solid at the plate. Mesoraco was really good at the plate in his prime and just solid as far as defensively goes. But here's Tucker Barnhart on the Reds trading Devin Mesoraco.
The shock. Devin is a good friend of mine, an even better teammate. You know, it's helped me out so much. I'm happy for him that he's in a situation where he can and go and win and play on a good team, play with some familiar faces.
It's Tucker Barnhart on Devin Mesoraco. Obviously, Devin gets to play with Todd Frazier, Jay Bruce, and the New York Mets. And the Mets, yeah, I mean, they're 18-16 as I currently am talking to you. Tied right now 1-1 with the Reds, top eight. Just an update, the Reds didn't get anything more in the sixth. So right now, overall, though, they've done pretty well today. Sal Romano has pitched okay. He pitched pretty well. Six innings, four hits, one earned run. Jared Hughes came on in relief, one inning, didn't give up anything, and Amir Garrett now is on the mound for the Reds. We'll recap that game tomorrow here on the Locked On Reds podcast. I wanted to get this out as soon as possible. Didn't want to put it out any longer or wait any longer, and so we went and did the dang thing. And let's be honest, if they win today narrowly over the Mets, and let's say they win 10 and get their 10th win of the year, that'd be great. If they don't, well, that would be all right, too, because the thing, the headliner is the Matt Harvey trade. And I can't wait to watch him pitch, even if it might be a dumpster fire. I can't wait to do it. It's interesting. You got to give the Reds that. This move is interesting. I'll be back at it tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Subscribe, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and LockedOnReds.com. On Twitter, at James Rapine, at LockedOnReds. Until tomorrow, thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Reds podcast.